Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today, it's the latest in our series of conversations about the culture of franchising, featuring conversations with Paige Robinson and Michael Higham. Today's episode is brought to you by Constant Contact and Northeast Color. Also, Social Geek Radio is a proud supporter of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. Okay, back to culture. We recorded these interviews live this weekend at the Franchise Expo Los Angeles. First up, it's Paige Robinson of American Family Care.
We are live once again at the Franchise Show in Los Angeles, actually Pasadena, California. And we're still talking about culture for the rest of this series. And right now, I have the pleasure of being joined by Paige Robinson from AFC. Paige, how are you?
Hey, it is wonderful to be here with you. I am just thrilled, honestly, to be back face to face.
Yeah, and at a really good show. The show just opened here in Pasadena about 2 hours ago, and it's been very crowded. You've been busy over here.
You know, we feel like the belle of the ball, and that is a lovely feeling. People are really into healthcare opportunities right now, so yeah. We are very well positioned.
Yeah. It's a good time to be talking healthcare in the world, and also franchising. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today is the culture at AFC. Tell me about that.
Well, so Jack, it's in our name, American Family Care. So as cliche as it might sound, we truly are a family. And hats off to our franchisees, truly. They are the ones that make us go. And as much as I would love to brag on my team members in the franchising department at AFC, which we have grown, we've actually doubled in size over the last 8 to 10 months. And that's a wonderful culture in itself. But our franchisees are really, really unique. So if you think about a Venn diagram of folks that either want to be very, very successful or folks that, you know, really just care about people, and that's what makes them go, our franchisees are both. And our lovely partners over at Zoracle were a little confused by that because when we go and look at the skill assessments and kind of look at the benchmark of what makes up our best and most successful franchisees, they've got both of those qualities.
That's great. They probably thought that we have to do this over again. This can't be right.
I think they did, actually.
Right. Capitalists can't want to help people.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
How on earth does that work? So, well, I think that's a very unique position you guys are in franchise.
It is. And Sean says this all the time. Our fearless leader, Sean Hart, always says it's really nice to be able to do well while doing good.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of become our unofficial motto.
Excellent. Thanks for that. Let's take a little bit of a broader view about franchising overall. What is it about the culture that you love? What keeps you coming back?
Well, what's not to love? Other than the cocktail parties, which I've seen you at a few.
No, that was some other good-looking guy.
No, so I think that it is such an incredible community that we have.
Yeah.
And I really don't even know how to pinpoint what is so special about it. But once you're in, you are in. And I'm such a huge advocate of this industry. And it doesn't matter what vertical you're in. You can be in retail, restaurants, healthcare. It doesn't matter because we are all here to help one another. And I cannot count how many times I've had a question or a challenge. And I've been able to reach out to those who have been in the game for longer than I've been in it. Or, you know, maybe somebody that has a different position and learn from them. And everyone is so willing. I'm sure you hear this all the time. mine, but everyone's so willing to share.
You know, that's the number one thing with this entire podcast series, talking about the culture. The things that keep coming back up are help and share, and even getting help from people who could be considered competitors.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And whether it's a supplier or a franchisor or a multi-unit franchisee, we talk about those things. And the other thing that keeps coming back is, and you mentioned it earlier, the middle name of your company, Family, right?
Absolutely.
How many other industries have you been in where they talk about, you know, the whatever family, right? And go
other
check
than
out,
the mafia?
Right. Well, it's kind of the same. No, I'm kidding. But it really is our own little, you know, Cosa Nostra here.
We really have our thing.
And if you have any questions about what I'm talking about, go search the hashtag on Twitter or Instagram for Franchise Family, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. And I think we had just so much fun getting to do the Whiskey Wednesday weekly updates. And, you know, people weren't even really drinking whiskey on that thing. They were just wanting to give everyone an update, share something positive. And so it really just became our rallying cry.
Yeah.
And so it's just so nice to be able to be back in person, because I think that that's something that all of us extroverts really, really miss.
Yeah. So from now on, we're going to have to do Whiskey Wednesday in person.
That's right.
There we go.
That's scary.
Okay. All right. We will let Pete Baldine kick that off, perhaps when we're in Atlanta in a few weeks. Better make a note of that. Well, thank you so much, Paige, for joining me again today, and have a great rest of the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
In a moment after this word from Northeast Color. Northeast Color produces branded interior decor and custom signage solutions for the franchise industry, with a special focus on value engineering. They work with franchisors to re-engineer their existing signage packages to lower costs on materials, shipping, and installation, all while maintaining the integrity of their client's brand. In short, Northeast Color literally makes things better. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com.
And we are still here at the Pasadena Convention Center for the Franchise Show LA 2021. We're going to wrap up this episode of the podcast talking to the guy who makes this show happen and about the culture of his organization and in franchising. Welcome back to the show, Michael Higham.
Hey, thank you so much. Great to be back on.
And I got to tell you, before we get into our chat about culture, great job with this LA show. This is amazing.
Thank you so much. You know what? It makes me very happy when everybody else is happy, and the amount of traffic that's flown through here on day one on a Friday is making everybody happy, so that's great.
Yeah. We had our expectations blown away by about 11:30 this morning. So nice work on that.
Thank you.
It's all people who heard about the show on Social Geek Radio. But you did a really nice job of promoting this everywhere. So great job.
Thank you very much.
So you've been with National Event Management for how long now?
So I have been on with National Event for 6 years now. Yeah.
Okay. And tell me a little bit more about the company. I mean, everybody knows that you put on these shows. Tell me a little bit more about the company, and I really want to get into the culture of the company and the people associated.
Absolutely. So the company itself, National Event Management, has been operating for over 30 years.
Wow.
Yes. And we and of course, you know the franchise show. And in Canada, we're known as the Franchise Expo. We produce 13 events annually in the U.S. and another 13 events annually in Canada for franchising. But what a lot of people may not know is that we operate many other events as well. We have shows like the Outdoor Adventure Show. We have the Drive Festival, which is like an auto show. We have the Women's Show. We have a food and drink show, different expositions that we produce that are mainly in Canada.
Wow. And I've known you guys for a long time. I didn't even know that outside of outside of the franchise space. So tell me more about the company and you know, the people and the culture.
Yeah, so the company is family-owned and operated. The owner is Fred. He's actually a great, great person, a great individual. And as you can appreciate, being family-run, we are really a tight-knit family. Fred is such a good guy, as you can appreciate, through a pandemic when there are no trade shows happening. You know, he kept all of us on.
Wow. And,
you know, whereas many other companies had laid people off or, you know, unfortunately had to terminate them or even shut down their own businesses, you know, we were all kept on and we knew that there was light at the end of the tunnel. And here we are.
That's great. That says a lot for an event company that has no events. Yeah. And everybody stayed on. So that's terrific. Before we get into more culture chat, I do want to say this before we forget. We've got a few other shows coming up in the U.S. and in Canada. We'll be in Boston the 16th and 17th of October. And then in November, we'll be in Atlanta and in Raleigh. So you've got a busy fall coming up. And,
yes.
And you've got some shows in Canada as well this year too, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think we have remaining on the schedule. We have Vancouver. Our Toronto show that happened in September was phenomenal. We had over 3,000 people at that show. We have London, Ontario, and Calgary coming up. And then, of course, the schedule is full speed ahead for spring of 2022.
Yeah, and you're kicking off 2022 in January in both Dallas and New York, New Jersey area. So that's going to be a pretty busy schedule for the next 6 months. What is it about these shows or even franchising in general that keep all of these people coming back?
For sure. So, you know, hopefully they're getting a few leads out of the shows.
But yeah.
But aside from that, you know what? And you probably know this just as well as anyone that's in the franchise industry. We really are a family and we love each other. It's, you know, franchising is so unique in that we, you know, care about each other. We help each other. You know, knowledge is spread freely where we, you know, tell each other our issues and we resolve each other's problems. And that's all what franchising is about, a system that works, you know, and we're sharing all that information amongst each other.
Yeah, very well said. And you, you're spot on with so many of our other guests on the show talking about the culture of franchising. The words sharing and help and family just keep coming back up. So I think that's the core competency of franchising.
Exactly. And I mean, again, I have some clients that do every single one of our shows. You know, I have some clients that do five or six of our shows, depending where they're expanding. And then I have some clients that do one or two of our shows. But they come back every year over year over year. And it has, for sure, a lot to do with the quality of the leads that we provide to them. But they love to work with us. You know, like we said, we're a family-run company. We treat all of our clients like family. And any way or shape or form that I can help, you know, whether you come to a show or not, we're happy to help. And that's just the way we are. And so our clients will continue to keep coming back because we all love each other.
Excellent. Michael, thank you so much for giving me some time this afternoon. And we will see you at the next show down the road.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jack.
Before we go, a quick word from Constant Contact. Give your franchisees the marketing tools they need to succeed with Constant Contact's Franchise Partner Program. As a franchise partner, you'll get access to all of Constant Contact's powerful online marketing tools and resources, including email automation, social marketing, and real-time reporting, all in one place and all at a discounted rate. Constant Contact offers hands-on account management, award-winning technical support, and educational online marketing content. Get the best online marketing tools for your brand today by visiting constantcontact.com/socialgeek. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.